It was the golden age of baseball. If you lived in New York, the rest of the country was just bystanders. We already know the local headlines from the Census Bureau's new 2010 American Community Survey, as it's called. 1 in 5 New Yorkers are living in poverty. Incomes fell by 5% in a year. It was not a good year for New York. And yet the American Community Survey tells us so much more than income levels and poverty stats. It tells us about transportation and that more New Yorkers are using public transit instead of driving to work. It has data about marriage rates. More single women in New York as a percentage than any other state. Insurance coverage, education levels, languages spoken, and where immigrants were born. Nearly one-fifth of families in New York are on food stamps, and New Yorkers are putting more of their paycheck toward rent. Joining me now to go through some of the findings in this American Community Survey released yesterday are two of WNYC's finest, Cindy Rodriguez and Arun Venugopal. Hi there.
Hi, Brian.
Cindy, household incomes nationwide fell by 2.3%. In New York, they fell by 5%. And that's even with Wall Street folks doing pretty well. What do these numbers tell us?
Right. Yes, that's right, Brian. The median income went from $51,102 to $48,743. And as you said, that's a 5% drop. When you look at it borough by borough, every borough saw a drop. You know, the Bronx went from $33,500 to about $32,500. Manhattan went from $70,000 to about $63,000. So this is really hitting a big swath of people in areas.
There's a stat here about single mothers faring the worst, and we have a clip from a woman named Karen. Do you want to set her up?
Sure. I was in the Bronx yesterday talking to several single mothers. Karen has two twin daughters that she's trying to care for. She's unemployed. She was trying to get city-subsidized child care when I spoke to her, and this is her talking about what she's been applying for.
Everything from McDonald's to clerical, receptionist. I have experience with all that, so clothing stores, anything. Anything. I'm not even being picky. I just want a job.
So there's Karen. Mm-hmm. And listeners, do you relate to that? If the average income in New York City is going down by 5% in a year, do you have a way to put a human face on some of these numbers? Call us with your story, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Arun, another big headline of the ACS report is that 44% of New Yorkers now pay more than a third of their income on rent, which is 2 percentage points higher than it was a year ago. So in other words, if you thought the rent was too damn high before, then get ready.
That's right. Definitely a lot more people spending a big chunk of their income on rent, and by the same token, the people who used to maybe spend a small portion of their income on rent, that number has dropped. So fewer people are finding, the means to basically get by easily in terms of where they're living. A lot more people spending a lot more on their living accommodation.
And the common anecdote of the last few years is how difficult this has been for college graduates just getting their degrees and coming into a job market which has no jobs for them, and how many of those 20-somethings are moving back in with their parents while they get on their feet. That's one of the narratives. Is that reflected in the census?
Well, that's interesting. I was actually looking for that because that's been such a common story. I don't know if you remember, there was a New Yorker cover a year ago or so where it was a guy putting up his PhD plaque back on the wall of his childhood room. And his parents in the background are looking a little less than happy. The average household size in 2006, well before the recession, was 2.66. As it turns out, that number hasn't really changed at all. If anything, it's dipped down by a fraction. It's now 2.64 as of last year. So actually, household sizes are not going up overall.
Let's take a call. Ella in Manhattan.
Yes, hi.
WNYC. Hi, Ella.
How are you?
Good. What's up?
I just wanted to mention that you were talking about dropping incomes and rising rents in New York. I am not unemployed, but my job has been cut in half. And in the profession that I am in, which is architecture, it really is not coming back anytime soon, it seems like. So it's one of those typical things that my rent is more than one-third, it's more than one-half right now of what I am earning.
Thank you for your call, and I'm sorry to hear it. Cindy, why is that a benchmark number if your rent is more than or less than one-third of your pay?
Right. I think that's just what has been said as a reasonable amount. 30% is what, no more than 30% is what is seen as the reasonable amount of your income to pay towards rent in order to cover all of your other expenses and get by in the city.
And I see from these stats that Manhattan is still the county, New York County, Manhattan, the biggest income disparity in America.
Yes, yes, that's true. And actually, you know, there's a group called Alliance for Greater New York, which is a labor-backed group who put out a report today. I went back and checked their statistics, and everything seems to pan out. You know, they were they basically broke all income down. It's actually the census figures that do this. They break it out into fifths. So all the income coming in, it shows that the highest one-fifth are earning 56.2% of that income. So that speaks a little bit to that disparity.
And again, if I've got these numbers right, it looks like the average household income in Manhattan dropped by 9% in 1 year, while it went down, for example, by 5.5% in Queens. 9% in 1 year for Manhattan as a whole?
Yeah, I see that as well, Brian. Yeah, that is... that is pretty surprising, and I guess just speaks to all income levels being
maybe
affected.
It does reflect some relatively high-paid people. There certainly have been layoffs on Wall Street, for example, in the last year. And so maybe right. If people who were making a lot of money lose their jobs, then the average income drop becomes inflated.
Right. And a lot of these numbers, you know, they're hard to reconcile at times. Manhattan actually was the only borough that did not see an increase in their poverty rate as well.
How do you explain that?
I don't. I would imagine it's gentrification, and that's part of the reason why.
Arun, how's the American Community Survey calculated? People might be confused because we've been talking a lot in the last couple of years about the 2010 every 10-year census. Now we have the American Community Survey, which actually gives us a lot more detailed community-level information, and it's done every year, but they don't ask everybody like the U.S. Census, right?
That's right. It is a survey, which means that they're only picking a sample of the population. So it's definitely not as exhaustive by any means as the census is, which is only done once every 10 years. This is done all the time, and there are one-year American Community Surveys, there are three-year, and there are five-year. So of all the ACSs, of all the American Community Surveys, this is by far the least exhaustive. But yes, they do spread it across, so you have all these interesting little tidbits that come out. Some of these, however, are not, they don't have large enough sample sizes where they can be considered, say, statistically significant. But many of them are, and that's what we've more or less focused on the last couple of days.
Let's take another call. Let's see. How about Lara in Lars? I'm sorry, in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Lars.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. I hear a lot of statistics about incomes going down and that kind of thing, and I feel like a lot of times the numbers that they actually use aren't real numbers because they're not actual person's income. It's just the wide average from the lowest income to the highest.
Correct.
I feel like sometimes when you see a lot of very high Wall Street incomes, I think that even skews the average to be higher than what people actually make on the ground.
Well,
I'm just wondering, do they consider that when they're taking these numbers and crunching them, that the an incredibly high income bracket is going to skew what the average middle is?
Absolutely. And, Cindy, that's why we break out, for example, single mothers as having the worst income
right,
group.
Right, exactly.
Income drop of any group, however they define group.
And I would also say that you can use the mean, which the caller is right, is a little bit more representative of what people are actually earning. That was dropped also. I think it was 70,000 was the mean income in New York City.
The median.
No, right, but I'm saying that if you use the mean, that might be a little better representation of what people are earning.
Should we do the math 101? Let's see. The median is half the numbers are above that line and half the numbers
median
are below
that
line.
Median is an average, really. The median is
just add them all up and divide
right.
by X.
And the mean is what you just said, half above, half below.
Okay. Arun, you looked at marriage rates. We talk about single women single mothers, declining income. That's more than anyone else. You looked at marriage rates, which were one of the stats that the ACS reflects, and women in New York State are the least likely in the country to have been married.
Why New York?
That's
a state with, it's number one. We're number one when it comes to never married women. I think the state as a whole, the percentage of women who've never been married is about 35%, and they're measuring from everybody 15 and over for some reason. And on the other hand, on the other end of the spectrum, you have Wyoming, where only 20.7% of women have never been married. But within New York City, those numbers were just for the state overall. Within New York City, the rates are much higher. You can imagine, I'm sure anecdotally we all know that there are a lot of people who haven't gotten married. Women, I think, are an average, they're in the 40-45% rate in terms of never having been married. But then if you break it down by race, say Asians are more likely to have been married. I think the rate is about 35% of all Asians haven't been married. That's men and women. But within African Americans, the rates are much higher. It's in 50% plus category. So I think it's even higher for men there as it is actually with most groups. But it's for African American men, we're talking about 54%, 55% who have never been married. And for women, it's about 51%. So very high rates there.
Cindy, we talk about the city being somewhat cushioned by the financial blow of the recession. The ACS tells us a different story today, but one number to note, Staten Island, where 24% of the workers are on the public payroll, and that's interesting because Staten Island is politically the most conservative borough, but a quarter of workers who live in Staten Island are public employees, suffered the least in the last year among
that's
the
right.
boroughs. Did
that's
public
right.
employment save Staten Island?
I don't know. You know, there was a few interesting things about Staten Island. You're right. It has the 11.8% poverty rate, the lowest poverty rate in the city. It also has the highest median income, which I was a little surprised by, $70,560. And it actually went up from $67,000 to $346. So those statistics were a little surprising. I think I have to dig in a little more to know what exactly what they mean, Brian. But I also wanted to mention and remind people what the poverty thresholds are here, what we're talking about when we talk about poverty. For a family of four, that's $22,314. For a family of three, that's $18,310. So we know that those thresholds are pretty low. And the census actually does this thing where they measure who's living at 200% of poverty, for instance. So 200% of poverty for a family of three would be like $36,000 a year. When you look at that, it's about 3.2 million people.
And that's a lot of people living on not a lot of money is the point.
Right.
By the way, the crowd is weighing in and saying the median is, in fact, the numerical value separating the higher half and the lower half. A lot of comments on the comments page. So for what it's worth, Arun, can you do this in 5 seconds? Bad news for the English language?
English language is severely threatened. No, I think that the number of people who are English-only speakers has gone down marginally, and people who don't speak English as a first language is almost at the 50% mark within New York City.
WNYC's Arun Venugopal and Cindy Rodriguez on the American Community Survey. Thanks a lot.